Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to create comparison pages.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
To basically highlight you versus your competitor. So your business, your product versus a competitor.
Right. Well, first of all, I think the definition that you've already given is super useful. It's usually a landing page that compares your product or company with a direct competitor or multiple competitors, right? So maybe we'll break it down in this episode in terms of like, when should you use this kind of tactic? When is it effective? When isn't it? Is this something that you, when should you utilize it? Is this a pure SEO play where you try to drive traffic when people are searching for you versus a competitor? Or should you send these kind of, or use these kind of pages in the sales process, et cetera. And then also the kind of style. I've seen a ton of these comparison pages. Usually I'm not very impressed. So I'd love to do a little bit of a back and forth between you and how, like what are the different templates that are out there that companies use and how potentially to improve on those kind of standard boilerplate templates of comparison pages.
Yep.
All right. So let's start with who are these pages typically for? Like, who do we, if I have a SaaS product in a company or a startup, and I'm thinking, and I have competitors, when is it worth my time even thinking about building a comparison page?
Steli, you're going to love this. These pages are for search engines.
I thought you would say that. All right.
Yeah.
Give me more.
I mean, like, think about it, right? Like, this is the thing. Okay, let me go through the 101, and then we can get into like the good stuff, right?
Boom.
So, like, look, these pages are for search engines because people are typing in like things like, let's say, Zendesk alternative. In fact, Zendesk was so good at this that they created an alternative band. I just somehow retweeted.